Stories like this are made possible by listeners like you. Become a member now at KUNM.org.
This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. Presbyterian Medical Services was cleared of fraud allegations by the Attorney General's office on Monday, but the nonprofit won't be getting a refund on millions it paid to stay open after the state made those accusations in 2013. Steve Hansen, CEO of Presbyterian Medical Services, says part of their $4 million settlement agreement with the Human Services Department was that Press couldn't get that money back down the line. But he says they were faced with either forking over all of their reserves or eliminating services, and he's still sure spending that money was the right decision.
The important thing is I don't think our patients even realized this was going on, and I think that's a reflection of our staff and the job they've done all along through this process.
Hansen says even amid all the excitement of being cleared, his thoughts keep turning to the local behavioral health agencies who didn't have the funds to settle and had been forced to shut their doors. The Attorney General just announced that investigations showed 10 more behavioral health agencies, 13 now in total, didn't routinely defraud Medicaid. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.